The Pittsfield, Massachusetts City Council has postponed a proposed overhaul of its trash system until at least 2022. The petition from at-large city councilors Peter Marchetti, Pete White, and Earl Persip to implement a pay-as-you-throw program in the city had a rocky reception when it was introduced at the January 26th city council meeting.
I can't believe during a global pandemic, we are going to try to put another fee and burden on city residents when people are forced to stay home, and yes, more garbage is being picked up.
Ward 7 City Councilor Anthony Mufuccio said the timing of the petition was mind-boggling.
People are struggling day to day to provide for their families. People getting evicted from their homes, being not able to pay their mortgages. Daily expenses are doubling, or if not more. Food banks are packed. Just so many people who can't go without food.
At Wednesday night's Committee of the Whole meeting, the petition's authors framed the measure as an attempt to foment conversation around a growing problem. Marchetti.
Fiscal year 20, it was almost $1.3 million. The solid waste cost is going to continue to rise year in and year out.
Currently, Pittsfield offers unlimited trash pickup for residents.
There are only two communities in Berkshire County that have taxpayer-funded curbside pickup, and they are the City of Pittsfield and the Town of Richmond.
City Finance Director Matt Kerwood.
Every other community in Berkshire County either has private haulers, or a transfer station and private haulers.
Just as a reminder, the residents are paying for solid waste today through their taxes. The purpose of the proposal is to change how people pay. And by changing how people pay, it can change how much.
Steve Lazauskas is Vice President of Government Affairs at Waste Zero, the North Carolina-based company that would contract with Pittsfield if the city pursues the pay-as-you-throw plan. Vocal opposition to the plan persisted, with councilors like Ward 4's Christopher Connell saying it was wrong to explore sweeping changes to city services without a broader conversation with the community.
We have a high majority of senior citizens, right, living in this community. They are not going to call into Zoom. Many of them don't even watch the council meetings. They don't read the Eagle anymore, okay? And we're trying to jam these things down their throat, whether it's this, at-home program, whatever it is, right? We should not even be considering this.
Ward 1's Helen Moon said the education campaign that would make a trash system overhaul successful is not possible over Zoom.
For my parents, for instance, who live in the city of Pittsfield and who are very limited English speakers, like, my concern are for people, immigrants, like my parents, who may not really follow the city of Pittsfield news and how we are forcing things, and to their knowledge, they just need to take out their trash once a week on their trash day.
The way the current proposal stands, our residents are not in agreement.
Ward 5 City Councilor Patrick Cavey.
With every large proposal that has come forward, I have had constituents reach out to me directly, and with every single proposal up until this point, there have been people on both sides of the aisle, and with this one, it has been an overwhelming no from the community, and I think a lot of that may have had to do with how this was originally brought up and how it was reported in the paper with not a ton of information.
The petition was amended to have an enactment date of July 1st, 2022, to buy the city time to further discuss the measure, which was tabled. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.